The freshman experience class is supposed to help students get familiar with high school and prepare them for what happens after high school. Glenda Moten teaches the class at Miami Norland.
We actually talk about establishing long-range and short-range goals, how to identify colleges.
And her class is also about helping students get to know themselves better and how to handle difficult situations.
There are some self-esteem issues, dealing with the death of a family member, being bullied.
In a class assignment, Asaya Rodney explored what it's like to be bullied in a poem called Words Hurt.
Tears poured down my face. I wanted to lay down and die. I felt so torn apart. People have no idea what they say makes me mad.
Asaya came to the U.S. from Jamaica when she was in the fifth grade. She remembers getting bullied on her first day of school. And throughout middle school, she says she was constantly made fun of.
First hurtful thing I heard when I first went inside the classroom is a boy say by her name, I thought she was going to be pretty.
And then she started getting into fights.
They will always make fun of my skin, my lips, say I look like a monkey.
Asaya says in the freshman experience class, she started working on her response to being bullied.
I was being disrespectful to my teachers, to my mom, everybody. I was angry.
Yeah, you have to be able to identify who you are, not take a backseat to people judging you. Be who you are, stand up on the inside, and be confident.
Ms. Moten says part of that is acknowledging students' experiences and how that shapes the way they show up at school. In her classroom, there's a wall of words related to mental health, depression, and anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Maybe there was an argument. Maybe there was a shooting. Maybe a parent couldn't pay a light bill. Maybe there's no food. Some of the students come to school hungry.
Ms. Moten assigned her freshmen to read the book We Beat the Street, a true story about three friends growing up in a low-income community in New Jersey. They made a pact to become doctors, and now they are doctors. That book is what inspired Ms. Moten to have her students write their own stories. The freshman experience class is offered at Miami-Dade High Schools that the school district has found to be low performing based on test scores.
I always tell them that you don't have to become a victim of your community, but you can become a success.
For Asaya, that meant developing the skills to handle bullies without fighting. But she says writing about it was hard.
Because I didn't want to actually think back about how I was and what made me like that. So I struggled.
Rodney Vaughn wrote a story about his dad.
He had multiple sclerosis.
Last summer, his dad passed away. Rodney called his story, A Son's Love Will Never Die, and wrote about a conversation he and his dad had one Christmas Eve.
One special moment that I will remember was when it was Christmas Eve and I was going to sleep in my father's room. I said, I'm going to wake up early tomorrow morning. And he replied, I bet I'll wake up earlier than you.
Rodney says writing this story and hearing his classmates' stories, it was a reminder not to assume that everyone is okay.
Because on the outside, you may seem happy and you may seem funny to your friends, but like on the inside, you have a lot of feelings going on.
My mom was a drug addict and she had seven children.
Shanice Strong is one of Rodney's classmates and an honor roll student.
We was in and out of shelters.
She never really opened up in class before about her family life.
It was eating me from the inside out. I hope it motivates other people with the same or similar situations.
In the freshman experience class, Ms. Moten taught a lesson in vulnerability, strength, and empathy.
Because someone could be sitting right in the same classroom and going through the same thing, but they never share their story.
The students are going into their junior year in the fall. They'll meet over the summer to form their own pact, just like the three doctors they read about. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.